Hello, friends. Welcome to Mom Treading Water. Thank you so much for joining me today. I have been on a little bit of a break, sabbatical. Honestly, I have just been super overwhelmed. And I am going to get into that today a little bit. But I do want to thank you for being here today. If this is your first time joining Mom Treading Water, welcome. Thank you for being here. If you have stuck with me since the beginning, or even any point in that process, I thank you so much for being so supportive and understanding and kind and caring. If I could please happily remind you, if you could please subscribe to Mom Treading Water, again, available on all podcast platforms. You can follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. Aye, aye, aye. What a huge growth since the beginning of Mom Treading Water. Hence, feeling unbelievably overwhelmed. Pretty sure y'all can relate to that as mamas. Very easy to be overwhelmed as a mama. So, with all of that said, with the growth of Mom Treading Water and research, and I'm sure some of you can relate to this, you know, when you read something on Google and you're like, oh my goodness, and your head starts exploding. Okay, so it does not happen to you. It happened to me. And I'm seeing all these things that I should be doing to help with the growth and the development and blah, 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 trying all these different things. And my head was ready to explode. It's still honestly ready to explode. So I feel like I lost some sight. Add that with my ADHD, depression, and anxiety. There were some unhappy moments in there. I'm going to be truthful with you. Not necessarily unhappy, let me take that back, in terms of Mom Treading Water, but unhappy with the progress I was making in sending out this message. So is that clear as mud? It might be. I don't know. But the other part of that, which is a little bit more what I want to talk about today, was that I was finding that I was getting very emotionally triggered. And at first, I didn't even realize it was happening. But it was getting worse and worse. And then feeling overwhelmed again with trying to do something for myself. It just was so much. I could not handle it. There was a very much of a tipping point for me. This is really hard to talk about, so I thank you for your kindness. So one day my anxiety was so bad. I was triggered to such an extreme that I literally felt like my body was numb. My head was like that, was fuzzy, you know, like an old TVs where you'd get the static. That is exactly what my head felt like. Like I couldn't drive. I was just so almost paralyzed. My stomach pains were so extreme that I had to take Tums. First time in my life I've ever taken Tums. I kid you not. I even tried Pepto-Bismol, which was making me gag. Because the pain was atrocious. And if there are any gentlemen listening, I'm going to apologize, but you're big boys. It was so bad that I was struggling to wear a bra. That's how bad the pain was. It's finally subsided, and I'm actually going to the doctor's next week, so be able to hopefully uncover some of that a little bit more. But that's how over the edge I have felt. And to be truthful, I also take medication for depression, anxiety, and ADHD. But I realized in that moment it was time for me to go back to therapy. I had been in therapy before. I also do have type 1 diabetes. Juvenile diabetes is the old school term for it. And I had decided I need to go to therapy because I wasn't in terms with it. I wasn't caring for myself the way I needed to. Just again, my head wasn't in the game. And it was at that point that I realized that I had all this other stuff going on in with my mental health, again, with the depression, anxiety, ADHD. So it wasn't until adulthood that I got those diagnoses. So it was just like, I'm good, I'm good. And bam, boom, no, I'm not. But I am good now. So I decided again, this time I had to go back to therapy. And I think an easy response can be, well, can you talk to your husband? And my husband is a rock star, and I am so blessed that he supports me the way he does. He can't help me at that level. I needed professional help. I needed that outside objective view. And I learned, and I'm still in the process of learning so much about myself. It's been liberating and freeing, but also, again, overwhelming. Some days after I have it at the end of the day, I am so beat. I'm exhausted. I am not a napper. I don't enjoy napping. And I've had to nap after some sessions, but I'm going to do another episode, probably a few about my journey with therapy. You got to be patient with me, please, because that is going to be super hard. But I need to let you mamas know that you are not alone. You are not alone. If you even halfway care, somewhere care, being a mom is exhausting. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It is like the best thing I've ever done. Marrying my husband and having children are the best things I've ever accomplished in my life. And I feel so honored to be a mom, especially to my two amazing children. They are just amazing. And I still can't believe my husband still wants to be married to me. You married me in the first place. But I needed professional help. And asking my husband to take that on isn't right. It's not fair. He can't help me the right way. And obviously, I feel like this doesn't have to be said, but say it anyway. Clearly, my children are not my therapist, whether they are 6 and 7 or they're 50 and 60. They are not my therapist. That is not their responsibility. I am the parent. So no, my children will never be my therapist. Even if they professionally become therapists, you will not be my therapist. That is not okay. So just a little, kind of stick that in there. So that's where I'm at. Feeling again, a little overwhelmed, but I'm very, very happy to be here. I'm very happy to share my stories. And hopefully if it just even helps one mama realize, girl, you are not alone. You got this. You can do this. It's just finding the resources and the strength to ask for help. Because it requires strength to ask for help. It's not easy. But you can do that. If I can do it, Lord Almighty, anyone can do it. Because I don't consider myself a very strong person. It's only till recently that in the past few years that I've been trying so hard to build up my self-confidence and trying to be a stronger person. And that's another thing I realized from parenting is that you learn so much about yourself when you actually become a parent. Some good, some bad. But you learn a lot about yourself and what has made you the person that you are. And these are also other things that I'm starting to uncover in therapy. So really, if you're even somewhat contemplating it, please be sure to get some professional help. There's no shame in it. It's almost liberating. If that sounds, it might sound a little bonkers, but it is. There are things that make you say, wow, okay, so I'm not really losing my mind. This is unhealthy behavior. This isn't okay. So please, if you need help, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. So I am going to wrap it up a little bit. And if you are new to Mom Turning Water, just so you know, typically, unless I have a guest on, podcasts are fairly short episodes because, well, we're moms, and sometimes that time is not allowed. So, but I'm going to read you a quote from a woman named Moira Rose. So comment, I want you to tell me if you know who Moira Rose is. I'm going to think the majority of people do. But in the words of Moira Rose, let me read to you. If airplane safety videos have taught me anything, David, it's that a mother puts on her own mask first. Now, in the context that was said in humor, but how much truth is there in that? We need to put our own mask on first, because if we're not breathing, if we're not surviving, then how in the world are we going to be able to take care of our children, take care of our families? So put your own mask on first. That is doing the best for yourself. That is doing the best for your children and your family. There is no shame in that. Mamas, thank you so much for welcoming me into your very busy lives. I am honored to be here. Thank you. Please be sure to follow Mom Treading Water, subscribe. I really thank you so much for giving me the time today and for your kindness. And then until next time, Be kind to yourself and be kind to others.